So did you catch the man? That was the funny part. The robber was barefooted, and the prints weren't human. Slim looked up from the tire. What do you mean? Was he from outer space? The deputy laughed. No, probably from a zoo or a circus. They were monkey tracks. Monkey tracks? Now hold on a second. You think some feller trained a monkey to rob and steal? That's the way it looks. There was a clear path of monkey prints all the way from the shop to some tire tracks about 100 yards away, and no sign that a man ever got out of his vehicle. You've got to admit, that's pretty smart. Slim laughed and shoved a rubber plug into the hole in the tire. Well, that beats it all. It's got us scratching our heads, I can tell you that. The first thing I asked the farmer was, where were your dogs when all this was going on? Slim frowned, then his eyes prowled around until they found, well, me, you might say. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, Hank and Drover are about 10 cards short of a full deck, but I do believe they'd bark their heads off if a monkey ever walked onto the place. Where were the farmer's dogs? 3 dogs, and they were all asleep. Or knocked out might be more like it. I think somebody slipped them a Mickey. A tranquilizer? The deputy nodded. The farmer said when they woke up, they acted goofier than Cooter Brown. Well, I've never heard of such a thing, and I've been to 3 county fairs and 4 rodeos. Slim finished plugging the tire, filled it with air, and mounted it on the car. Deputy Kyle thanked him and offered to pay him for his trouble, but Slim wouldn't hear of it, so they shook hands and the deputy got back in his car. Slim, these thieves might still be in the area, so keep your eyes open for anything suspicious. Are you and Loper going to be around the place? Heck yeah. I'm too broke to go anywhere, and Loper's too cheap. Good. Let me know if you see anything. The car pulled away, and Slim stood there for a moment, shaking his head. Well, if that don't beat it all, a monkey burglar. Huh. He laughed to himself and went back to his welding job in the machine shed. When he had gone, I turned to Drover, who was gazing up at the clouds. Did you hear that? His eyes drifted down, and he gave me a grin.